You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Let's start with some poetry. They bleep you up, your mom and dad. They may not mean to, but they do. They fill you with the faults they had and add some extra just for you. But they were bleeped up in their turn by fools in old-style hats and coats who half the time were soppy stern and half at another's throats. Man hands on misery to man, it deepens like a coastal shelf. Get out as early as you can and don't have any kids yourself. Now that is a poem called This Be the Verse by Philip Larkin. Why do I bring up Philip Larkin? It happens to be his birth anniversary, which means it is the 9th of August. And I've given you one poem by Philip Larkin, but you can always Google him, Philip Larkin, and you'll have more picks to choose from. If that is about poetry, let's get to the matter at hand, which is stocks. And this is Stock Picks of the Day with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to AUM Capital, and this is a list of stocks they gave us, which could give between 2 and 4% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Hero MotoCorp has a buy call. Last trading price, 2,585 rupees. Target, 2,635 rupees, with a stop loss placed at 2,548 rupees for an upside of 2%. Yes Bank has a buy call as well. Last trading price, 89 rupees 15 paise. Target, 93 rupees. Stop loss, 86 rupees. Upside of 4%. Mahanagar Gas has a buy call as well. Last trading price, 821 rupees 70 paise. Target, 842 rupees. Stop loss, 807 rupees. Upside of 2.5%. And finally, Escorts. So it's going to be a bonanza. We're not giving you top three. We're going to give you top four. Escorts has a buy call as well. Last trading price of 482 rupees. Target 500 rupees. Stop loss placed at 470 rupees for an upside of 3.7%. So Hero MotoCorp, Yes Bank, Mahanagar Gas and Escorts. All with buy calls from AUM Capital. Indian equity benchmark indices made a strong comeback in the last hour of the session and ended sharply higher on Thursday on reports that the Modi government may reconsider surcharge on FPIs and may also defer higher registration charges on vehicles. The Sensex was naturally up and up by a lot, 637 points up to close at 37,327.36, and Nifty was up 177 points to finally cross over into the after 11,000 levels to end trade at 11,032.5. About 1,379 shares advanced, 1,020 shares declined, and 149 shares remained unchanged. All the sectoral indices ended higher, and this was, of course, led by IT, auto, bank, energy, FMCG, metal, pharmaceuticals, and infrastructure counters. Stock markets enjoyed a tentative recovery after better-than-expected Chinese export data, and a steadying of the yuan restored some calm to global markets. Oil prices regained some ground again amid talk that Saudi Arabia was weighing options to halt its decline, offsetting an increase in stockpiles and fears of slowing demand. The index is likely to face resistance around 11,080 now, that is 80, followed by 11,120 on the upside, whereas supports on the downside are placed at 10,990 and 10,950. One last time, those names, no explanations required today, just the names. Top four names, Hero MotoCorp with a buy call, Target 2635, stop loss 2548, upside 2%. Yes Bank with a buy call as well, Target we're looking at 93 rupees, stop loss 86 rupees, upside of 4%. Mahanagar Gas with a buy call as well, Target 842, stop loss 807, upside 2.5%. Escorts with a buy call as well, Target 500, stop loss 470, upside of 3.7%. Well, I started with some Philip Larkin, might as well end with some as well. This happens to be one of my favorites. It's called Afternoons. So listen up, this is some poetry time. Summer is fading. The leaves fall in ones and twos from trees bordering the new recreation ground. In the hollows of afternoons, young mothers assemble at swing and sandpit, setting free their children. Behind them, at intervals, stand husbands in skilled trades, an estate full of washing, and the albums lettered Our Wedding lying near the television. Before them, the wind is ruining their courting places. There are still courting places, but the lovers are all in school, and their children, so intent on finding more unripe acorns, except to be taken home. Their beauty has thickened. Something is pushing them to the side of their own lives. At once sad, at once just so mundane. Therein lay the beauty of Philip Larkin. Here's hoping that you will devote some time to reading poetry over the course of the weekend. But of course, you can always join me later in the evening when I'll come back and give you a recap of all that happened on the Lal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.